Learn to pray out of abiding. Learn to pray out of the presence. Learn to touch, to tap into the heart of God. Express that in prayer and decree. And let's do what we're supposed to do. Make a difference in the earth. It's from our knees that we have the greatest effect on the world around us. It's from our knees. It's from our place of prayer, of intercession, that we become actual partners with God. God's not looking for people who know how to stay busy. He's looking for people who know how to represent his heart. And I'm not going to represent in action what I've not found in prayer. It's the connection with the heart of God that gives me the authority to represent him with absolute confidence in action. Prayer without action is incomplete. In the same way that faith without works is dead. We've been called to a lifestyle of prayer, and I hope and pray that everyone listening, everybody who is here, can feel that particular stream deepening in your own soul. As I believe the Lord is to be honest, is trying to get us to repent our way back into a place of righteous influence that God has called us to, and that is from the place of prayer. He says, if my people, the ones I gave my name to, will humble themselves. Chris, one of the first words we had in the beginning of this unusual season, Chris brought, and he made a statement, I think it was something like this, the way forward. Humility is the way forward. Humility is the way forward. Perfect and timely word. Humility is the way forward. At a time when it's easy to be hurt and offended and angry and zealous and withdraw and do all the stupid things that we as humans know how to do, humility is the way forward. And so the Lord said, if my people, the ones that I gave my name to, those are the ones who have actual responsibility. I think it was John Wesley who said that God does nothing in the affairs of man except in response to prayer. That's something that I have actually believed and tried to live aware of, is that statement for the last 40-some years, is that God looks for partnership. Without him, we can't. Without us, he won't. That's another statement that I've heard through the years. Without him, we can't. Without us, he won't. And so that place of prayer is a place of coming into a place of agreement with the heart and the mind of God to exercise his authority in the earth so that his will is done here as it is in heaven. There is the prayer, there it is the contract, the request that is made. Edsel also made a statement a couple weeks ago that it really moved me. He said something like this: the key to answers to prayer, he says 98% of answers to prayer is from abiding in Christ. It's living in the conscious presence of the Almighty God. That is the strength of the answers to prayer. It's the two or three gathered in my name, I'm there. So the whole issue of the breakthroughs in the earth come out of living in that awareness of the presence of God with me and upon me to make a difference in the world around me. That is the connection for answers to prayer. And so he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. It's foolish to be given such a transformational tool such as prayer and not use it. It's foolish to face an impossible situation. Everybody knows how to lift up a panic prayer. I'm not opposed to that. I'm glad he sometimes answers those. But transformational praying is more like giving birth. Paul actually talked about that. He used he used the concept of giving birth to illustrate prayer. He was referring to one of his associates, and he said, he is praying, he is laboring in prayer, the word labor, as physical labor of a woman, laboring in prayer until Christ is formed in you, was the phrase he used. It's a different kind of a praying. It's digging in. I know the heart of God. I know the will of God. And I know there's opposition. I don't know necessarily what the problem is. I just know I have nothing better to do with my life than to abide in him until the presence of God, his own faith, becomes my faith. And I learn in prayer to petition God, but also to represent him as I make decrees to standing opposition. Sometimes I think people avoid times of prayer because they think it'll take hours. And, you know, sometimes I've been in moments of prayer where you just lose track of time. Those are glorious, glorious moments. But history has been shaped by people who prayed simple prayers, but they were all in. All in. The history of our nation, we're celebrating Independence weekend. History of our nation has been shaped by the prayers of a general in an army where it looked like they would certainly lose. And they just took the knee and they prayed a simple prayer and everything changed. Simple prayer. A president, a governor, different ones who just simply take the knee and pray, acknowledge the Almighty God. This is something that we have the privilege of doing throughout the day. It's not just the 2-hour block of time. It's the 5 minutes of surrender here. It's the 10 minutes of praise and exalting him there. It's that riddled throughout my day. I never want to escape the fact I carry his name and I carry it for a reason. I'm here to make a difference. And in the abiding presence of God, I've been finding that the prayer meeting never stops. It never stops. It started while I was sleeping. I found myself praying. If my people were called by my name, I would wake up praying that prayer. I'd get up in the morning. I would grab my Bible, sit out on my deck. It would continue. It would continue throughout the day. It doesn't stop because the abiding presence of the Almighty God is upon me as a testimony to me that you're here, son, to make a difference. Learn to pray out of abiding. Learn to pray out of the presence. Learn to touch, to tap into the heart of God. Express that in prayer and decree, and let's do what we're supposed to do. Make a difference in the earth. This is what we are assigned to do. This is who we are. We're people that have been given his name.